What are the questions from yesterday's shiur? What's up? What's open? Go ahead, Chaim.
From the Chazon Ish is Mahal, the das that comes along with opinion. I was wondering how far that goes, and how much of, like, I guess, a real almanas it is. That, for example, let's say I own two houses, and I sell someone a house to move to live next to me.
Yeah.
And the minhag of the town is to build a fence between our two houses, and the person who moves in says, I don't want to do it. I don't want to build a fence.
Yeah.
Could that result in a mekathos? Could the owner say, okay, you know what, you don't want to build a fence, I'm going to have Basin evict you, I'll get someone new to move in.
So it sounds like...
Or does Basin only have the power to make him build a fence?
Right, so after Yom Tov, we're going to discuss what the Mechayv of Hezek really is. Is it really a form of Hezek or not? But based on what we learned until now, the Basin would force him to comply. It would not unravel the din. He couldn't say mekachtos, right? That's an important nakuda. That according to however you learn pshat in the sugya, whether you learn pshat in the sugya like the Chazon Ish, like Bechon and Vasser, and others, whether the mechayev of minug is some Torah Masul Chachamim, or whether you learn that pshat is total consensus, so the Gemara seems to say that once I move in, I'm chayev. It's incumbent upon me. So, what could my taina possibly be of a mekachtos? So, there could be situations where the minig is not a minig yadu or something. But the pashtus is that when I buy, that's part of the das makdas das makdas. Part of the das is that that conditions that are implicit and conditions that have been part of the minhag, it's my, as the kona, my due diligence to know that. That'd be the pashtus. Ariel.
Based on the Rashba we said yesterday, where it seems to be that, like, even like a default practice could become like minhag amdina, and therefore you follow
the Rashba and the Chuvas. Yeah, good, yeah.
So would that be, we seem to only describe it as like a phenomenon of like all Klal Yisrael becomes a default practice, like that's
yeah.
What you do. Could you even limit it even more, like if they do a certain practice like on one block or even just between two neighbors, like could that become like
Medina? Right, so then that be a sugya later on. In terms of what we've seen so far, the Lashon, let's say what's clear, for example, is that the Rashba writes that if you have an entire umnus, an entire profession, so a profession is like a city. So it sounds like from that Rashba that the minimum is a city, a town. That you couldn't talk about blocks. So it would have to be some defined neighborhood, some defined shchuna. That would have to be the minimal amount. Now whether you require kol or rov, so Yad Ramah says rov people in the town. And I thought that was like a devar pashut. When you look at the lashon of the Ramban, right, the lashon of the Rashba, so it sounds like you might require kol. So I'm not sure what to do with that. Yad Ramos is clear that it's Rov, and the Achronim take the Yad Ramos to be the approach, because we have a rule that Ein Holchim Amamin Achar Rov. So they discuss how, because it seems that they take it very seriously. So Lechorid's Rov. There is the Rashba that says that a minhag can be established. A minhag has to be established with the consent of the. It's not so clear. The Ravi or the Gadol or the Chacham. If there's a Chacham in town, so then the Chacham has to be part of the establishment of the minhag. Right, so it would sound like you would need Rov of the town plus the Chacham. If there's no Chacham, then just Rov. The Rashba has to be the Mamad Kulan, so it sounds like it has to be this emanated for everyone to know. So it has to be the das of, I would think, I'm not 100% clear on this, a das of Ro with the awareness of Kulam. And it comes back to Chaim's question that if, let's say, there wasn't an awareness of Kulam, so that could lead to a Sichsuch of Mechachtos. That could be. Yochanan.
We're going to say that even if the Chacham's around, we still need das Kulam, correct?
We would, correct, because the Chacham would not, the Chacham in and of himself would probably not be able to legislate a new minhag. Probably not. Elijah.
Isn't what we read at the end of Shir the other day with the Chazanish, wasn't it kind of making that distinction of if there isn't a minhag yet, then you would use the Chachamim, and then if there was already a minhag, then you would find your, the Chachamim to support your minhag?
So I thought that the Chazan Ish is saying that a Torah, Mosra, Choshen Mishpat l'Chachamim, and Chachamim accepted Minhag HaMedina. That's how I thought he understood it. Right. Right. So that would mean that the. Right. So let's come back to the moment, okay? And that would explain. We'll come back to this one, but just that would explain the position of Tosfos. That a minog, explain the position of the Rosh, right? That when Chachamim gave shiurim, then the minog cannot upend those shiurim.
At least the first part, but the second part when we said that there already is a minhag within the area, the people would go find the Chachamim to fulfill their minhag, rather than have the Chachamim send them.
Yes, I don't know if I don't know if that might be too dramatic. Maybe that this is the way the Chacham's approach, and I don't know if practically it went through those steps. That's the way I understood it. Daniel, Ephraim.
Would there be room to say that maybe the numbers written in the Mishnah were the minhagim back at the time that Chazal was establishing when Rabbi wrote the Mishnah? And that's why they had the original numbers, and those are at least at that point in time.
Right. So if you would find the region who would say that, then it would make a lot of sense. No, I'm serious. It would make a lot of sense to say that. However, since we don't see a region who says it, now we would expect somebody to say that. Right? But the Tosfos says that a minog, that if there is a minog, Hakol k'minhag hamdina, so then we could lower, but we can't be mechayiv. So it sounds like that those shiurim stayed in place afilu b'zman hatosfos, right? But it would be, you know, that would be for a carrot. The fact that the reason the Rishonim don't say that is because all the mission would have to say is a kol kemenag gemdina, finish. So the fact that the minhag says a kol kemenag gemdina, himshin, and then since I'm giving shurim shows that this shurim is there to stay. Am I wrong?
I was going to ask a separate question, but just on that, isn't that exactly what the Chacham is saying? Meaning, when he says that the Chacham have the right to establish a minhag, so the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah of Hakol Kemenag HaMedina.
Right.
Okay, and then in the times of the Mishnah, the minhag that the Chachamim established was the following. But at any time, Chazal could come together and change the minhag, and that's...
No, but you would need... But you wouldn't be able to get the local rabbi to do it. You'd have to get Chachamim, like with the base in Eretz Yisrael.
So exactly, but at that time that was.
But that's no different than any other din derabbanan that a base can upend. That a later base in given certain situation can upend it.
Right.
All right, thank you, Simon.
Can we say that there actually is a Rishon? I mean, the Rambam when he says this, he doesn't mention the Shirim at all.
Yeah.
As well.
Right.
It's this whole community you know, across the board.
Right.
So it could be that. So then, why does the Mishnah then say, you know, like veal, it's kimmel,
right.
Right. So mistamik, it has to be a reason why Rebbe put it in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
So mistamik, we are called community Medina. Oh, and this was the Minhag Medina back then, and he lists it up. Yeah. That could be a reason that's actually saying it. That's you know what Ephraim was saying before.
Possible. Could be. I just don't have it. Enough information.
What else is the Rambam saying then? How do you read the Mishnah?
I just want to reserve judgment on the Rambam until we see more of the Rambam. But would your point yet is correct that in this particular case the Rambam does not quote these Ashur, right? Which would make it sound like Hakol Kiminigam Dina. Then the Gemara says L'Isuyi Mai. There is a Yerushalmi that the Rambam seems to be based on, which I just haven't been able to find yet. That's I'm reserving judgment. Avi?
If there was an agreement made between like everyone to make it higher than the 3x3, would Tosos and Mirash also say that?
Well, it would take broader than 3x3.
Yeah.
Right? Then?
Would the Tosos and Mirash also say that we could force you to make it 3x3, or did they stick to 3x3?
So that's what Tosos spells out. That we would not be Mechayev, right? Tosfos says, the Im Nogu Umishanit, the Im Nogu Yoiser Mibov. They have an anxiety ridden town. They have these, you know, they have this township rules. You gotta have. For every wall, you have to have whatever. So then, lo yasa. So then, we would not be mechuyev to go with the minig then. Then the shira would override the minig.
Are they allowed to? Are they allowed to make it fair in 3x3?
The two neighbors can agree, but I can't force my neighbor to. I cannot force it upon my neighbor. Right? It's a crucial nakuda no sugya. It's that. Tosis is saying that our particular neighborhood, they all have these very broad-based walls, right? So that's expensive, and it takes up space. So we're building a wall, and my neighbor is skimping. He only has 3 tvachim. Everybody else has 6 tvachim. So I'm nervous. It falls this way, right? No, it falls that way. So I said he's not doing his job. He's not doing it. I spent so much time putting up my wall. I'm giving up a few feet of my land, and my neighbor is skimping. So I bring him to court, and I say I call Kavanah Dina. So Tosus would say, how will this sichsach work out? Tosus would say that then I will not win that case because that's pshat in the Mishnah saying there are shiurim. Now the Mishnah said there's only a certain amount of stability you have to give this the neighbor says otherwise. Sorry. All right. And it would seem that the Rosh would go along with that as well. It would seem that the Ramban may not go along with that. It would seem that Simon is saying the Ramban would not go along with that. And they would say what you're saying is intuitive that they would say minig is a minig, kol kaminig of dina. Why Chacham giving shurim over here? Now just follow the other way. The other way is that we have a minog that we're a big bali bitachin. We say mistapik mamuat, put the wall there. Have a very small base to it. And I say, what's this guy doing? I'm nervous about this. This wall's going to fall over. We have to have a broader base. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So now Tosfos says that case, the minhag will be sustained. Right? The minhag will be sustained because that's what the Gemara said by Hutzav and Dafna. There's a limit to how far the minhag will be sustained, but it will be sustained. And the Rosh would say, no, the minhag is not sustained. Right? So the machlokes in the Rosh and Tosfos is when Chazal gave these shiurim, so what was the significance of these shiurim? So the Rosh is a very easy shita to wrap our minds around. The shiurim are there to be limitations of the minhag. Right? The minhag cannot... What's the hesber for Chazal giving these limitations? Hesber is that Chazal get to say what is a reasonable minhag. Chazal get to say the purpose of the minhag is hezekriya, so now we're going to say what's reasonable. I, the town, decides they had an earthquake in 1830 and they haven't had an earthquake since. But the town is nervous about it. Chazal get to say, no, you can't be nervous about that. They give you, they limit what is reasonable. And Chazal get to say that if you're going to have, as the Rosh would say, you're going to have something that is less than Hutzav Dafna, you're not accomplishing Hezekriya. So they get to determine. So, and Tosfos, so let's say take the alleged Rambam, or what the Ramban seems to say, that the Minna gets to override. Even so it means that we could make an argument that this practice is not really doing what it's supposed to accomplish. But it's a far wide practice. It's a practice with a chacham. So then that rule. So what we're suggesting is that the Rosh is well supported by the Svar of the Chazon Ish, and the Rambam, the alleged Rambam, and the Ramban are well supported by the Svar of the Kovetz, of Rav Chanan. Right? In other words, if Minhag gets to Minhag rules without limitations, that means, what's the base of Minhag? We were Machayev ourselves. Consensus. That's the deal. When I buy this piece of land, I forfeit my right to say how much I want my neighbor to give it to contribute to this wall. If I want my neighbor to have a larger wall, either I negotiate it b'shas kinyan, or I buy another piece of property. But when I buy this property, I accept the minhag of Medina. So if I want to have a wall with a larger base, all right. So then I use less of my property. So when I buy my property, I take into account I don't have full usage, and the Rosh would say that Chazal have been koyveya certain gedarim. Why? Why do they get the? Why can't the minhag upend every getter? So that's what I would suggest. That the Chazon Ish is saying that when it comes to mishpat, and when it comes to we choshen mishpat, when it comes to I think civil law is the correct translation. When it comes to what we call minhag medini, right? The laws that govern society. So those the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Chazal, you take care of this. David and Achrayim to take care of it. And therefore, in many situations, they said, let the minhag take care of it entirely. In some situations, they said, we're going to be making takanas. And in our situation, they said, we're going to make a parameters in which the minhag is going to function. All right? So, l'chor, that's the way I would set up the sugya. We have two more hours that are very important, but go ahead, Ephraim. Nothing. It's the nail.
What would be the difference between what we said on Sunday when we're discussing, right? We're discussing the shechinim, their obligation towards each other.
Yeah.
And if the property taxes go up, so it would be like me as the dumb if my neighbor pays, and I don't therefore contribute to
right.
That wall.
How is that different between what Tosfos says in this case? I'm just probably not understanding.
Correct. So the Koivitz had a suggestion. Again, you have to be a little bit careful when you learn the Koivitz because it is notes. Notes by Talmidim, notes by that Reb Simcha Wasserman put together. So they're not necessarily complete. When it comes to Bava Basra, we do have some notes of Shurim that were written in more complete. So in the paragraph, in the parentheses at the end, so the Koivit suggests, he had a suggestion that that this particular minog, he's raising the question of if it's a minog, it should be a kol kiminog dina, and it's a nirvana, it should have parameters. So how can you have this hybrid of the minog determines the kind of stone, and the Chazal determine how much each neighbor gives in order to have this kind of a wall. So he says that possibly here the minog doesn't come from Choshen Mishpah necessarily. It comes from a key mitzvah. A mitzvah could be mitzvah tznius, a mitzvah of Hashemah Saveda, taking care of my property. In other words, if my neighbor cannot use his property because of onlookers, so he's losing out. If I build a wall, I'm being meshiv, I'm giving back to him his use of his property. That's a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah to Hashemah Saveda. So a mitzvah means that you and I don't negotiate to do a mitzvah. Chazal tells him to do mitzvahs. Right? You and I cannot say, we have a consent, we're going to decide how much we're going to do in the mitzvah of Hashemah Saveda. No, we don't make that decision. We don't decide how much we're going to do in Hezek Riya. Chazal tell us the minimum. If we want, we can do more. So therefore, it's grounds for Chazal establishing a shiurim. Right? And then that would define my obligation. Now, then the Kovet takes one more step and says, so if that's the case, how can Chazal then force me to contribute? How can they, if I can say to Chazal, I don't want to do Mitzvah Shavuos Aveda. Chazal can force anything they want, but if Chazal didn't make an agenda that we're forcing a Shavuos Aveda. They're doing Shabbos, they're doing internet, they can't do everything. So they're not doing a Shavuos Aveda this week, right? They're not forcing. So I can say, you're not forcing a Shavuos Aveda. It's not a clear kind of Shavuos Aveda. It's a way of looking at a Shavuos. It's a kiyum of a Shavuos. I'm not doing this kiyum. So how can the Chazal say, no, you got to contribute, and I'll tell you how much land you're going to put in. How can they do that? So that's where the Kovet says, maybe that's not coming from Hashemah Saveda Hezekiah. That's coming from a rule that Koif and Almida Sedom, that Chazal say, I can't be a nasty person. So we're putting up a wall. And that wall is going to service me as well as it services you. So I'm going to be Nana from this wall. So for me to say, you put up the wall, and I'm going to enjoy the benefit, that's nastiness. That's so Chazal al-Kaifa, not to be nasty, not to be a Sadai. So that was a suggestion of the, why is it a hybrid? So because it comes from a mitzvah of Shavuos Aveda. The way that Rabbi Shemir Knobel would said, it comes from a mitzvah of Chesed, a little bit different. But the monetary obligation comes from not being a Sedaimnik. And Chazal would kaif for not being a Sedaimnik. Right, so that would be. How much of my property do I have to give up? I have to give up. I am an equal beneficiary, so they're beneficiary, so therefore I have to be an equal participant.
Whereas in this case, it doesn't seem to be that way.
What's in this case?
Well,
meaning in Tosfos, what Tosfos is describing, right? Doesn't Tosfos say that, right? I guess in this case it's...
Tosfos would say, if we as a group decide that we're going to make it smaller, we can do that.
Okay.
Right?
And not larger, maybe because of this same rule.
What was that?
And not larger, maybe because of the same rule you just described, that you don't want to be behind your...
Correct. Now, right. So now, so that's an important. Just to make a few points before we have to finish up. The what Tosfos is saying is that if I say, look, we have a minhag in this place to have these huge broad base walls, and that so Chazal is saying you don't have to do that. That is an inappropriate burden to put on your neighbor. We're telling you, this gozus will be fine, right? We did the studies, did the work. This gozus will be fine. So at some point, the neighbor can't say, well, once a century there's an earthquake and it falls over. Right? I can't say that. Once in a while, Katrina comes all the way up to this neighbor. No, Chazal is telling you, this is reasonable. So Chazal is saying you cannot impose. The point is Hezekiah. So if it falls down once a century, you take care of Hezekiah. Right? Meidach, Taisva says, that if you want to do less in Hutzva Dafna, then you have not taken care of Hezekiah. Right? So therefore, it's ineffective. It becomes a minhag tos. Now, I want to point out, Taisva says, Mikan, from here we learn there's such a thing as a minhag tos. Right? That's the Barmino Tam's Loshen. From here we learn. So L'chor, what Tam is saying is that I don't require Bezin to make the call of every Minictos. Taisus is saying, why does the Mishnah here give Shiurim? Because it wants to establish the concept that sometimes a minhag can be inappropriate. If a minhag asks for more than three tvachim, that's inappropriate. If a minhag asks for less than hutzva dafta, inappropriate. Mikan, Taisus is saying, it doesn't mean that the minhag tos is only when Chazal give you the parameters. No. And see, this could also explain why Ram leaves it out. Over here, Chazal are giving you an important ha'ora. Over here, Chazal are making the call. But sometimes there'll be a minhag, and it just minhag doesn't work. The practice over here does not satisfy the purported purpose. If that's the case, then that's a minhag tos. Right? So a minhag does not have now. So here, this you would explain either according to the Chazon Ish or according to the Rav Chanan. Chazon Ish would say Chazal made the parameters. And Rav Chanan would say this is beyond the das of the people. People have a das that they have walls for Hezekiah. So if in our neighborhood we say no over here, we're very easy going over here. This is we're all all in each other's backyards anyway. This is, we're a very close knit community. We know what's going on in your house anyways. We don't need these walls. And I say, and I move in. I say I'm sorry. I'm not that your minhag is a minhag tos. What do you mean, minhag tos? We've been doing this for three darbs. We've been doing this, right? But I have that koyach to say according to Tosfos. That's mikan rayim. From here we see that an individual can call the community that the minhag is either overburdensome minhag or not accomplishing. But that's a very important nekuda l'chayru, right? If you'd always need Chazal to point it out, then Tais wouldn't say Mikan Roim. Here we see. Right? But again, that fits into both Malach. Abraham.
Sorry, I find the Rashba in the show. So he says that wherever there's a minhag, so that minhag basically takes precedence. If people come together and decide that they want to change it, so that they're able to change it. So but he said that's true only if it's a well-founded minog, meaning if it's a minog metelos, so that would not work. So, two things. First of all, what defines a minog telos? Meaning, is he saying like tosos, that anything lower than boats of daphna is considered a minog telos? Or is it, you know, even less than that? The Ramban is clear. I don't know how clear the Rashba is. And then also, isn't this against the Rashba from yesterday, who seems, I think someone might have mentioned this yesterday.
That's what Elijah did yesterday. So the Rashba also accepts the idea that there can be minhag tos 100%. That exactly what defines a minhag tos, I think this is too narrow to make that determination. But certainly if the minhag that is being practiced does not accomplish what the purpose of the minhag set out to do, so that is a minhag tos. And as I can go to base and determine is it accomplishing or not accomplishing, right? Somebody can say it's a psychological barrier, so that'd be a, and if the minog goes overboard in requiring, in its requirements of accomplishing what it's supposed to accomplish, and is this takes care of Hezekriya. Now, what happens if the Rashba adds, if the wall is a good wall, but it'll fall down from time to time? So the Rashbas and will end up being in court to put it back up. So the Rashbas sees that as an ineffective minhag and a minhag tos. If every obvious, then you have to, I don't know exactly.
In the shirt, he agrees with that. Let's say it's not.
It can't be medayik. I don't see why not.
Also, if it's all about bechila according to him, so it's, and like his whole.
The Rashba adds in another kind of a minhag, and that is, this is a very important nakuda, this Rashba, very very much lamaisa. Can you establish a minhag by not being makbid? Right. So the emes is that I think we usually assume that. Right? So, for example, Shalom Alech Lamaisa right now. But let's say the government has rules and they're not makbid on those rules. Right? They could enforce the rules, they don't enforce the rules. Right? They could enforce. What's that?
Jaywalking.
Okay. But they don't. All right? Or they could enforce. They could enforce a 65 speed limit in a 65 and they don't. Or they could enforce that domestic aids need to be, that need to be in the books. And they don't enforce it, right? And it'd be easy to enforce because they know there are neighborhoods where every single home has a domestic, so it wouldn't be hard to enforce. I claim that when we, the very first week when we, when we, I think I forgot what it was right now, whether we allowed not masking or we allowed not distancing, I forget what it was. So it was a few weeks before the governor announced it. So people said, is it Dinu Chusadina? So then I claimed that the governor had effectively relaxed this requirement. Right? There were our neighborhoods where there were chasanas every night. Right? And so it would be hard to imagine that the township and the governing bodies were not aware of it, right? So they made a decision not to enforce. So when it has a law and when it's not enforcing that law, so at some point you have to say there's a mechila on it, right? It can be very close to home sometimes and certain rules within the university, but that's what the Rashba is saying over here. So I don't think that the fact that you don't find that in the Chidushim means that they disagree. Now that's the Rashba is pointing out that you do have, there can be a minog that is well established if the mechila is very well established.
But let's say that's so like. Wild, it's a mechila, it's a mechila b'taos.
So that could be a situation where it would be impossible to know that this is going on. So then they're not meichel.
Right.
This comes up a lot. It comes up in certain copyright laws. Right, it comes up.
Now,
mechila b'tos, and then mechila b'tos is classic, and you and I make a deal between the two of us, and I ended up signing off something without having any idea of what that would be. Now, the classic case, Tosu says, we agreed to go for pshara, right? And but when you agree to go for pshara, so my lawyer told me I have a great case, right? So these dayanim are going to say, pshara, all right, it's going to be like a 90-10. And then they come back with a 40-60 in my disfavor. So that could be a mechila b'tos, right? So that mechila b'tos is when we go into a deal and I waived something and I really wasn't aware of what I was waiving, right? I signed off on this car that I bought it lock, stock, and barrel, no back seats, v'chulei v'chulei, and then I find it's missing a steering wheel, right? So that's that was a mechila b'tos. I never had a mind to be moichel in a car with a steering wheel. I meant a few scratches over here, a tear in the upholstery, but a steering wheel without a car.
So,
right? So that's okay. Go ahead. Ephraim, good.
What would the chiluk be, the way we explained the Chazanish and the Kohen Sherm,
yeah,
explaining Tosfos, what would the chiluk be between
them? Okay, so again, so this will be, we'll finish up with this, and we'll take other questions later on. We'll finish the shiur with this. That we developed the Sikum Advarim, is that the Mishnah says, Akol Kemina Gamdina, and the Mishnah gives shiurim. So how do you reconcile giving shiurim and saying hakol k'minhag hamdina? So the Rishonim learn from this hakol k'minhag hamdina. Then the Gemara says that it's zafka hutzav edafna. So the Gemara is saying it's not hakol k'minhag hamdina. So the Rishonim, there are three ways in which the Rishonim reconcile this presentation. They wouldn't call it a stira, a presentation, right? So the Rosh says shiurim, they rule in this particular case, and minhag medina takes second step to the rule of shiurim. And the Ramban seems to say farkar that a kol k'minhag medina means that these shiurim are defaults. These shiurim make a lot of sense. These shiurim might be where the starting point, but minhag gets to override. It has to be a robust minhag. It has to be a minhag with B'mamad Kulam, has to be a minhag with the right people. If you have a look at Daf Tesam and Aleph, so there Rama discusses how a minhag has to be a well-established minhag. Fine. So, and Tosfos seems to be somewhere in between. So if we want to explain what is the basis for this machlokas, so we explain what we found amongst the Achronim, that there are two ways to look at the machayev of minhag, the authority of minhag, right? So why should minhag have any authority at all? Why should I be bound by minhag? Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say it. Chazal didn't say it. So what's the authority? So the Kovetz and the Chazanish writes in the beginning of his essay, of his piece, he writes that is Tanai we have, and that is based on a yesod, the Tanai Shebim Momin, that when it comes to us making deals are, we call it in American language, are called meeting of the minds. A deal is primarily used by Das, it's by Heskin Belev. The driver of any negotiation between two people is what is Gemira's Das, is a commitment. And the Gemira's Das is Kemeh, Gemira's Das is represented by Kinyanim, and over here is saying that Gemira's Das accepts the Minhagim that are going on in the town. That's one Mahalach. That Mahalach would explain the Ramban. right? And would explain, probably would explain Tosfos. And the Chazon Ish, in the second part of his piece, and later on in Ches and Yud Beis, so they write, he seems to drop off a huge chiddush, and that is that when it comes to contractual law, when it comes to minhag hamdini, how people live together, so there the Chazon Ish says it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mishpatim, but their mishpatim to be determined al yedei chazal atayrim masrol chachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the broad outline. What is this Chazon Ish based on? That's trying to, so I just want to add in right now. Where's the Chazon Ish coming from? So the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva explained that he's two Makaris for this. Two Makaris that when you look at the Choshen Mishpat, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us broad outlines of Shomrim, of employee, all the areas we have to discuss. But the nitty gritty details that Kadosh Baruch Hu left up to Chazal. What's the basis for this? So the Chasam Sofer says, I'll give you two sources. One source is a Ramban in Parshas B'Shalach. Kishom Som Lechoyku Bishvu Shom Niso. The Ramban says when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua was after Mount Terah. Yeshua made all sorts of takonas. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says Yeshua decided who has ownership of the roads. Yeshua decided what you're allowed to dump in the roads. Yeshua has a list of 10 takonas. How's Yeshua making takonas? So the Chasam Sofer says, the Ramban was teaching us over here, that Yeshua understood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave at Matan Torah, gave the Chachamim, B'chol Mokim U'Mokim, that they are the ones who have to take care of peacefulness in town, and therefore they are the ones who apply Choshen Mishpatika rules. They will tell you how to take care of Hezekiah. And then the Chasam Sofer says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zion says, Darshan's Apostle, Ushvadatem be'ish le'ushvadatem. The design of Advaith. Ushvatim Tzedek Bein Ish U Bein Ochiv U Bein Geiroi. Omer Birafilu Bein Bayez Laliyo Bein Geiroi. That Chazal will rule between what's the deal, what are the rights that people have in their own homes. Bein Tanu Likirai, where you can put your oven, you can't put your oven. So the Chasam Sofer says, what's the Gemara saying? You'll make these rules, Bein. Is there a pasuk about exactly what are the rights of an upstairs downstairs neighbor? You won't find that in the Chumash. So what are they saying? Bein Ish Bein Geiroi. Chazal will tell you how to take care of your landlord, to tell you to take care of your tenant. So the Chasam Sofer says, that's what the Gemara is saying over here. That Chazal have responsibilities to make sure that landlords and tenants have rules to live with. They have responsibilities to make sure that neighbors have rules. So that's the Chasam Sofer, that's where this idea comes from, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in this pasuk that we're not going to find every detail of Bin Odom L'Chaveri, of civil law in Chumash, and it won't be found in the Gemara. But at Torah Masach HaChamim, but Chazal have to establish these rules. And that's what then the Chazani says, so Chazal, when they rolled out their various rules, they said, if there's a minhag medina, we are going to give our gushpanka to the minhag medina. And then we're being moisif that our Mishnah saying that since that's a Chazal did it, they said when it comes to Gevil and Gezis, then they gave us specific rules. Those specific rules generate understandings that we will use for wood picket fences and for curtains and for other rules. It has to have a certain amount of stability. All right, so that's the mahalchum that we develop. Okay? Good. So the next sugya has to do with tshuva, so first we'll skip the next sugya.